Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues I explore on this show. For today's Divine Feminine Solo episode, I'm recording this on the super new moon in Pisces. So I wanted to just dive in into this energy of Pisces, into the end of the year, of the zodiac year, and explore what does that mean to get into our Pisces energies. Even though this is a new moon, which is about new beginnings, how do we focus more about what we're really looking to create in this new upcoming zodiac year? What do we really want to start getting our juices around? Because Pisces is truly about being more in that ethereal realms, in the spiritual realms, in the watery realms of potential. And then we move so quickly into that Aries energy of fire and creation. So I want to explore that, and I want to pull a Moonology card for you all. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. And I am recording this episode on March 10th, on Sunday, which is the super new moon in Pisces. Now, I didn't realize this, but there are 5 super new moons in a row this year. Of course, the next one on April 8th is the big solar eclipse, because a new moon is what happens when the moon passes between the earth and the sun. And next month is where it hits in such a way that it creates that eclipse effect where it's like there is no sun. So it's definitely a powerful year. But I did read, though, that there's been 5 new super new moons a year, every year except for 2022 in the past 5 years. So we all know these are strong, wild times. And lots to be excited about, lots to consider. And that's what I really want to encourage today. So I'm sitting here in this Pisces super new moon energy. I went to this beautiful gem meditation this morning. My lovely friend Erin, who owns a gem shop and bodywork healing shop, I've mentioned her a few times on my Instagram, if you follow, she had me model for her for a gem and bodywork session. And oh my goodness, was that ever one of the best things I experienced. And we did Mother of Pearl, we did Appetite, and we did Citrine. And the Appetite meditation was like pretty powerful. It felt like more laser-focused energy kind of clearing out, which is a lot of what Appetite does, actually, if you look into that stone. It's a strong stone. I've actually come to understand it to be the Divine Feminine Stone. I actually got my first piece of Appetite in Shasta, Mount Shasta. I actually had 2 different pieces I got unknowingly. The first one I got was this round stone, and I just thought it looked cool because it almost looked like the earth, like darker and lighter greens and blues. And years later, I went back and found another light blue stone that was more like a sort of Stonehenge figure, like that sort of oval top stone. And it turned out that was Appetite as well. So something about Shasta, the Divine Feminine, Appetite makes me think of that. Maybe you're working with that for this Pisces new moon, getting into your Divine Feminine, but also looking at what do you want to sort of take care of, get rid of before we move into, again, this new zodiac year that starts with Aries. So Aries is the first zodiac sign of the zodiac year. And I love that because it aligns almost perfectly with the start of spring, which makes way more sense. So whoever's needing a reboot, who's ever feeling like they were really in the dark winter energy, here's your chance to feel that ignited energy, to feel reinvigorated with this year of 2024 as we move into the new zodiac year. Yet first, we have this moon. So the other stones we work with were mother of pearl and citrine, and those felt very, like, obviously motherly and just warm and loving to me. I felt very calm. And to me, that's what we're doing for this Pisces new moon. And I also am offering this, even though it's released tomorrow, especially a super new moon is going to last for a few days. And I say, what the heck, let's just say it lasts all the way until we switch over into Aries season, which is just about a little over a week away is when we're going to be switching into that. So until then, we have this period of time where we can be in this Piscean energy of potential, of the dreamland. To me, Pisces is very dreamy, right? Pisces are known to be sort of like flowy, and they're often considered to be the most psychic sign because they're often in the other realms. Pisces are of water, so they're flowy, they're thinking, of potential. To me, Pisces are about potential. What can we create? We're swimming in the void. We're swimming in the abyss of potential existences, of potential creations. What shall they be? And I say, let's spend some time in that. Let's use this moon, not so much to have those, because when we have a moon, maybe in an earth or fire sign, we might be more like, all right, this, I'm getting this done. I'm done with this. I'm starting this. It's more active. It's more a bit, I don't want to say aggressive, but more deliberate action on a new moon. Where for me, for one, it's the end of the year, right? So think of how we act in December. In December, we're sort of like, you know, the year's coming to an end. I'm going to give myself a break, take some time off, relax, hopefully. And I'd like to invite you all to do the same between now and the 19th, which is a week from this coming Tuesday. And just be in that place of potential. What do you want to bring forth from the void in this next year? What doesn't exist that you would love to see in a year? Is it a new home? Is it a new outlook on life? Is it a new mindset? Is it less negativity? Is it more positivity? Is it more love? Is it more kindness? Is it more opening your heart? Is it a new opportunity? Is it a new child? A birthing of something? Just being, allowing yourself to not have to be so precise about what our intention or goal is for this new moon, but just to swim. Just swim around like that little Pisces fish. Pisces are the fish. They like to swim. They let some tears roll. I always think of Cancer as the most emotional-based sign, but some people think Pisces are. I know I have some Pisces friends who are known to let some tears come out, which is wonderful. It's beautiful. I actually have my rising sign in Pisces, which always confused me because I don't feel go with the flow at all. But what's interesting is when I tell people that, they're like, yeah, I see you as a Pisces. I'm like, what? Which some people say that your rising sign is often how other people see you. It doesn't necessarily mean how you feel. I always feel most like a Virgo with a very prominent Leo flair. Yet, I mean, hey, here I am doing a podcast called Women Awaken, and all I think about and talk about is spirituality and channeling and star seeds and all of that. So I guess that's pretty Piscean because, again, they are supposed to be very psychic, connected with the other realms. They're sort of the connector. So just inviting you all to see if that resonates with you. Can this be a time of closings, even in this place of new beginnings with that most new moons bring? Because it is, it's like a extended new beginning because it's only, what, like 8 days until Aries season begins, until the new year begins. It's just a short little time. So just stretching out, just stretching. And again, it's a super moon. So that energy is going to continue probably about till the 19th even. It could. And just see like what's flowing through you that wants to be brought into physicality. What's flowing through you that feels like, this isn't aligned with me anymore. This isn't what I really want to put my focus on. This doesn't really feel what I'm about anymore. So why am I still doing it? Why am I still engaged with this energy? What is it that keeps me tied to it, that keeps me thinking about it, keeps me feeling like I have to do it? What can you release? What can we be done with in this new, when Aries season comes around and we might feel fired up and we might feel the impetus to create something? What will that be? What do we want it to be? So just allowing for that. And in addition to that, you know, this new moon is also about really being honest with yourself because I also see Pisces as being very honest. They're psychic. So people who are tied to their psychic abilities, they cut through the bullshit. They see what is. It is a time to be honest with ourselves. And again, what a great time before we start a new year to say, you know, this person, this relationship, this connection just keeps being a real challenge and it doesn't seem to bring me much joy and I don't feel like I bring them much joy and I don't know if I want to continue it. again, it's, I feel like there's a theme happening of shoulds. I should do this. I shouldn't do this. Maybe it's time to just be honest with ourselves about what's not working. And it could even be, maybe it's an intention you set. Also, it's kind of fun to look back. We're reaching the end of a zodiac year. So we do all these moons. We have plenty of new moons and plenty of full moons. I want to say 12, but yeah, we do. We have 12 of each because we have 2 moons a month. So many moons. Anybody else ever get overwhelmed by having new moon ceremonies and like, oh my God, it's here again, 2 weeks apart. And just thinking like, wow, what were some of my intentions? If you keep a book, I keep a journal that I journal in for each full new moon and new moon and see like what has come to fruition. What was my goal at the last Piscean moon? How was I feeling? What was my goal at the Aries new moon of 2023 when we started this zodiac year? Just kind of exploring and feeling into that and seeing, huh, that's interesting. The things that I thought this year was going to be about, they haven't been about at all. And things that have really come to be, I was not even on my radar. So it can be kind of fascinating to look at it in that way, to explore, oh, wow, okay, this is kind of unexpected. That was kind of a surprise because that's what life is. And that's also what Pisces allows for because it's swimming through the void. It's swimming through potential. It's saying, don't be so sure what you think you want or what you think will happen or how you think things are going to be. Be open a little bit. Be open to what might be around the corner, what you might run into, what you might swim into and say, oh, wait, I kind of like this. And this kind of feels good. Do what feels good. That's what just came to me. Is Pisces is also about like if they're moving into a feeling or a space that feels nice, they're going to allow themselves to get into it. Unlike rigid Virgos like me, my sun sign, that's like, you can't do that. Okay, that's great that you like that, but you can't just keep doing that. You got to get back to business. You got to get back to your schedule. You look at the calendar. This is not on the calendar. That's how my mind works so often. But then I am learning a bit more to work with my Piscean energy, which says, hey, but it feels real nice. And I'm real curious about it. I like Pisces because it never feels so urgent to me. And I don't know if anybody would agree with me on that, but it just feels like they are, again, the flow, just moving through and exploring and honoring what is coming up, what they are running into, what they're moving through, and just sort of embracing that. So that's really just the message I wanted to share with you all today, just short and sweet, is a happy new moon message, happy end of this 2023-2024 zodiac year. A time to reflect. I know I've already encouraged you guys to reflect with the leap year and other stuff, but hey, can you ever have too much reflection? Maybe. Actually, absolutely you can. We don't want to be too stuck in the past yet. It's good to kind of just look back. I think especially if you do have that journal and just say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that at the start of the zodiac year in Aries, I was saying that I was going to manifest this new home in this place where now I live, you know, somewhere totally different and I met a person and wow. We want to be open. And I think that's, again, what Pisces reminds us of is be open, do what feels good, enjoy the good feelings, not rushing on to the next thing. Be in that watery energy. Take this time to celebrate what this past year has been to you and look a little bit ahead. But again, I'm like swaying side to side as I say this. It's not like, you know, when we sit down at New Year's and we're like, okay, I'm going to get to the gym. I'm going to do this. We're in Pisces energy. So I just love that it's before we jump in again to that more fortitudinal, aggressive Aries that we just kind of flow and say, ooh, what am I feeling into? What is popping up? And even do a meditation, a guided meditation around what, actually, I'm going to do that for you guys right now. It's going to be real short. I don't usually do meditations, but I just figured why not? This is a short episode. I can throw in a little bitty baby Pisces super new moon meditation. Because see what comes up to you, images, thoughts, colors. They might be trying to show you like what from your subconscious, what from your higher self is actually really drawn to and interested in, or maybe 4C is coming in this year. So let's just dive into that before I pull a card. So I'm going to invite you all while you're listening. If you're driving, I usually, because I, goodness knows, I listen to many readings or shows or podcasts and they do a meditation and I just sort of focus, you know, just sort of keep my eyes straight ahead and put my phone down and breathe. We can always breathe even if we can't close our eyes. But if you can, put your feet on the ground, close your eyes. And I want you to picture, I want to share this really quick, is that when I was in that gem meditation group, we were doing the Mother of Pearl and I was seeing like all these, you know, pearl is like opalescent opal colors. And it was very like flowy, and it was, you know, it was almost like a oyster shell because I was thinking of Mother Pearl. I felt held in this energy of love. And then the woman that was running it came around with a wand with a bigger piece of Mother of Pearl. And she stood right before me, and all of a sudden everything went deep purple. Like my whole third eye mind was just like this deep portal of dark purple. I was like, what the heck is that? So we're going to start with that because purple reminds me of Pisces. Does anyone else feel that way? Because again, it's like psychic, it's the divine feminine, it's the void, but with a little bit of that special sauce, the purple sauce. So that's how we're going to start. Feet on the ground, maybe hands on your thighs. Just closing your eyes if you can, and just breathing into your heart center and almost picturing yourself in that water, in that watery energy of Pisces. But you're in water, this almost a purple ocean, and maybe it's a different color that comes up for you. And see if you can feel it through your body. I'm feeling energy like I'm in the water when it pushes and pulls you a bit. You can feel the tide a little. Feel it moving you. Allow it to move you. See where it moves you. And we're going to take some deep breaths to get deeper into this space and have a greater calm. So we're going to take a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold it. And then breathe out everything as if you're just blowing bubbles out into that purple ocean. And then another deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold it. And then breathe it all out. And then one more deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold it. And then breathe it all out, all the bubbles, for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now just allowing yourself to sway in this energy as if you're under the water. Now allow yourself to open to whatever senses are wanting to come through. Do you see anything? Are there any images coming to you in this purple ocean? You can look around, or maybe you just look straight ahead and see if there's anything that pops into your line of vision. Maybe there's something that swims up to you and wants to visit. Maybe there's something that has a message for you. So we're swimming, we're letting ourselves sway under the water. And as we know, it's always so quiet, quiet and peaceful underneath the waves, under that majestic, mysterious realm of the underwater world that Pisces lives and thrives within. Allow yourself to breathe deeply, softly, slowly. Do you hear anything? Are there any other colors coming up? I'm just taking one more moment to see if anything wants to swim up, come up and visit. Is there a visual? Is there a message? Who's coming up to share this watery Piscean energy, this inspiration for the super new moon that might help us see what is wanting to come forward from the void to move into your life that hasn't been before in this new zodiac here? And take one last breath and breathe out. Visualize yourself coming up, up, up out of the purple ocean. And then you're back. And here we are. I hope that was nice for you all. I know I feel calm. And now I'm going to pull a new moon card for you from the Moonology deck, Moonology Oracle. We're going to see what card wants to come out for this super new moon in Pisces. Oh, okay. Ooh, and wouldn't you know, it's a beautiful purple landscape on this card. It's the third quarter moon is the one that I drew, which is when the moon is returning to fullness. And it says adjustments are required. So maybe that's something that came up in your meditation. Maybe that's something that will come up between now and the start of Aries season. What little adjustments are needed? Hey, maybe it's not even that anything has to leave. Again, it's not about that Aries aggressive energy. We're still in Pisces. So it's like, hey, just a little shift, just a little bit more energy this way, little bit more of this, little less of that, just some adjustments. Just fine tune it a little. You might find yourself having a pretty remarkable year ahead if you just make those little adjustments. No big declarations. No major changes might be needed. You're already on your path. We all are. Maybe things are in place. They just need to be adjusted a little. Sometimes you can adjust and all of a sudden things snap into place and wow, the force can really come through for change, for blessings, for goods, for opportunities. I think it's going to be beautiful for all of us. All right, everybody. I hope that was helpful. Have a beautiful new moon as this energy continues and then dissipates out. I'll see you on the other side. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.